This is Morning Edition. Vance County Public School District has two career academies to help students focus early on a career. They've also been proven to help with student attendance and dropout rates. Reporter Leonita Inge visits the Fire and Public Safety Academy at Southern Vance High School. It's part of our series, Perils and Promise, educating North Carolina's rural students.
The students in this Public Safety 2 class smile as they walk in. They see a section of their large classroom set up like a living room, even with a flat-screen TV made of cardboard. Instructor Frank Brown says it's time to get to work and save some lives.
You're going to set up a three-man team that's going to go in and rescue personnel in our living room, okay?
The dozen or so students have to quickly figure out the scenario they want to play out. Was there a tornado, a hurricane, a fire, or a flood?
You're going to also advise your team what you've been told about the people inside of our living room. Okay, you can tell them if they're deceased, if they're trapped, if there's a baby, and so forth.
Brown students form a huddle to figure things out. 18-year-old Cortavis Bullock missed class the previous day. He was on a field trip at the state fair. His price for having fun? He would have to be one of the victims in the living room.
Or how about I die while y'all there? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I die in the middle of being saved.
Bullock and his classmates decided he would die in a fire, but they would rescue the baby. Bullock lives with his grandmother in Vance County these days. His immediate family recently moved to Florida. His mother got a new job. Bullock says he enjoyed the Public Safety 1 class so much, he opted to stay behind and graduate from high school and the academy, and then join his family.
I want to move to Florida and hopefully become a firefighter or something like that. You know, or help join the CERT, our community emergency response team. And down there in Florida, because they have a lot of fires down there.
That's what school officials want to hear. They've discovered a key to success for many rural school districts is giving the kids what they want, career options to aim for upon graduation. Today, there are close to 60 students in the Fire and Public Safety Academy that officially started in fall 2013. The academy is based at Southern Vance High School, but students also commute from Northern Vance. The classroom is so big a fire truck can pull in. At Southern Vance, there is also a medical academy and several other CTE or career and technical education classrooms. In one room, there is wood construction, and in another, there is masonry. Superintendent Anthony Jackson has been assessing the district his first few months on the job and visiting a lot of classrooms. Here he is in a foods lab.
You gonna eat one?
Oh no!
If the cook won't eat it, I ate it.
I asked Jackson, "What are the biggest obstacles facing his kids?"
You're talking about outcomes, graduation rates, being ready for the workforce. I'll take a different shot at it. I think the real challenge here is mindset and believing that all kids can do, that all kids are capable of fulfilling whatever their destinies are so that they can, in fact, pursue a career or a vocation in life of their choice.
The state of North Carolina supports 13 of 16 national career clusters, and school districts don't need state approval to set up an academy. This could be a good thing, giving rural communities the power to lay out their own pathways to success. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.